Curiosity on the mat doesn't kill the cat. If you want to do jiu-jitsu well, you need to learn how to do it better. So, what's the best way to learn? First, be curious. You're not curious when you're under pressure to perform, or when you're worried about being flattened or broken. You're curious when you play with possibilities and differentiate between each of their outcomes. It's how you can determine the most effective and efficient way forward, and that's how you find improvement. Next, you need to create the environment that nurtures this curiosity. As humans, there's no denying that we're influenced by who and what is around us. The students and the teacher and ethos of your school is affecting how you train. When you find people and places that embrace learning and ongoing improvement, you don't need to struggle for your curiosity. Instead, it'll be encouraged. You won't improve if you're challenging yourself to the limits every day. When you're at war in every training session, you're surviving, not learning. There is a big difference. When you survive, you do what is necessary not to die. You fight for each millimeter because the consequences of getting things wrong are too severe. Survival mode usually looks like very hard and abrupt breathing, scrunched up faces, loud bangs and stomps, and heavy amounts of effort. This is also around the time that injuries start to happen. When you're learning with your partner, you work with each other. You understand what each of you are looking for, and you're on the same path, practicing and trading moves. You're working with someone will usually mean you can smile at any given moment during the role. Your breath is under control. You can stop if anything gets put in too much danger. Your movement will look smooth, you find effortless leverage, and you can roll for hours and hours on end. You're not a deadless weight, you're not soft, this helps no one. When you play, sure you can counterattack and defend and escape and submit, this is the name of the game. But you're not stopping your partner's moves, you're working with them. You don't fight for every millimeter because you're happy to yield to things that aren't going your way. This is how you get to defeat each other but not hurt each other. When you play jiu-jitsu like this, you can be curious and ready to learn at any moment. And if you want to do jiu-jitsu for a lifetime, this is the only way you'll get there.